Okay, where are we here? And I'm Tobe. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And as I finish up my emails here, I had huge chunks of emails to get through today. I can hear somebody outside the door of my office slash studio yarbling and marbling and going, wow, wow, oh, some kitties need attention. And as I open the door, oh, here's my kitty Pippa sitting right here. Well, you want to do some kitty stuff? No. What does she do? She runs up the stairs. Okay. So let's go over here. We'll just sit down over here in the TV room. Sometimes I call this the living room because it's the room that I live in. I sleep here. Okay, here comes a kitty. Well, here's a cat. And look what's on TV. We got Europa League games on today, huh? Yeah. What's going on here? It's the beginning of the second half. It just started. We're a minute in. Oh, no, no, no. I take that back. We are at the very end of the first half. We are in added time. Now, who's playing here? Well, that's Inter Milan. And I don't recognize the other team. Oh, hi, Pippa. You're now sitting in the kitty pit. I got the blankie ready. Now, here's the kitty. Got to pet up a kitty. Oh, got to pet up a kitty butt. Hi, I'm going to give you kitty kisses. Mm-hmm. Kitty kisses for you. Mm-hmm. Again, she turns around a couple times. Yeah, you got to turn around three times to make it magical. To make it magic kittiness. Yeah, you better lick the blankie a couple times. Inter Milan is up by one. It's 1-0. Yeah, what do you think about that, kitties? Yes, who's a baby? Okay, sit down. Sit down and do kitty stuff. The cat is just standing here. Why are you just standing here? Don't you want to lay down and flop on the banky? Don't you want to roll upside down? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Now we got some cat behavior. Sitting down. Licking the blanket. Yeah, is it yummy? Does it taste so yummy? Oh, I bet it does. You're such a good kitty. Oh, yeah. So, anywho. The odds are pretty good. Oh, what is up with my eye? The odds are pretty good that I am not in calm right now. Oh, because I gotta go to the doctor. Maybe I'll get back in time. This is kind of an early doctor's appointment, so maybe I'll be back in time. And there goes the cat. Bye. Maybe I'll be back in time to make some comments at the very end of the show. Because my doctor's appointment is at 1900 UTC. And I get there a little bit early, and sometimes my doctor can actually see me early. This particular doctor's office is really good at scheduling and keeping times. Good tea. And I think my appointment is pretty much right when they get back from lunch. And so if they get back from lunch early, then they can see me early, and they can make up more time in their scheduling. And the sooner they see me, the sooner I can get out. It takes me about 15 minutes to get home, so if I'm only there for a half an hour, then I'm out of there at 19:30, and then I can get home by about 19:45. And you can see a few comments in the comm room, but who cares? Good tea. So good. I need this today.
Oh. All right. Well, the cat took off, so I don't have to sit like this anymore. I can move. Yeah. Yeah, so great. More doctors and stuff, blah, blah, blah. How's my shoulder doing today? Well, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, is it starting to feel better? It might be, maybe. I don't know. It seems like it's not quite as bad as it was. Is all that cortisone doing its job? It might be. It just very well might be. Here comes Pippa. Vroom, vroom. Good jump. And she has to look outside because it's windy. It is windy today, and it's kind of cold. It's about 20 degrees Fahrenheit. And wow, you're a good kitty. So what is 20 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Well, it's about 12 degrees below freezing Fahrenheit. 12 degrees in Celsius is probably, you know, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 degrees. So it's probably like negative 5 or 6 degrees Celsius. And my cat's running around freaking out. She came running out of the bathroom after some snacks or whatever. Ran up to the window, looked out. She came down from the window. She attacked one of her catnip mice. And now she's running upstairs and she's meowing it up upstairs. All right, so that's kitty business for today, I guess. Always awesome. So today, I want to talk about a musical artist that I stumbled across yesterday. And this guy's kind of blowing me away. This guy is pretty cool. I like this guy. I saw a bunch of cool stuff last night. I saw some cool Afrobeat stuff. A couple of different bands playing some nice, nice stuff. Some very cool, cool things. But that's not what we're going to listen to. Well, maybe we will. I don't know. The first thing we need to listen to, in my opinion, is this guy. His name is Brushy One String. You heard me, Brushy One String. I don't know much about this guy. I watched a couple of his videos. I watched one video that was like a 5-minute interview of this guy. And so I wanted to know more, and so I went and checked up on the Wikipedia. Brushy One String has a single Wikipedia page that is not very informative. Didn't really tell me anything I didn't know. So I guess I can only tell you what I know right now, which is that Brushy One String is the son of legendary reggae/rocksteady artist Freddie McKay. And if you're into rocksteady and roots reggae, you probably know who Freddie McKay is. You know, he was huge. Oh, I think my phone is ringing. Who could be calling me? So anyway, Freddie McKay apparently had a son. And he goes by the name Brushy One String. Kind of an interesting name. I'm not sure where Brushy comes from. Maybe the guy just likes brushes or something. But he is called One String because he plays a guitar that only has one string. And this is a guitar that is an acoustic guitar that is made for 6 strings. But it only has one string on it. And it's in kind of an interesting position. It's in like the third or fourth position. And it's not a regular guitar string. It is something pretty thick. Is it a bass string? What is it? I don't know. But this is a pretty thick gauge string. And this guy does some pretty cool music with just one string on a guitar. So if you've ever thought, oh, I could never be a musician, it's too hard, there's so many strings on a guitar, blah, 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 I can't learn because I'm old, you have no excuse. We're going to listen to a song by Brushy One String, in which he plays his one string guitar and he sings along. And when you listen to this song, you need to realize that he's only playing like two notes. I think there might be a little sort of like chorus part where he might be playing a third note, but if you listen carefully, he's just going back and forth from the fifth to the tonic, just da-da-da-da-dun. This is something that anybody can play. You too can be a musician. It is not difficult. You only need one string, and you only need to know two notes, and an open string is one note. Put your finger down on the string somewhere. Create that second note. All right, so let's do this. This is Brushy One String playing his apparently hit song, Chicken in the Corn. This is so cool, I can't stand it. So, let's get this rolling here. Push the magic button. Here we go.
Hey, Pancho! Where are you going, man? You see, I've been going to San Francisco to see my friend El Pancho. He said, hey, one string, there's something you got to know, you know. I said, yeah? On the back of the saddles and the horses, away we go. We sing this whole country song like this. Chicken the corn, on the corn can't grow, mama. When chicken the corn, so the corn can't grow. When chicken the corn, so the corn can't, mama. When chicken the corn, so the corn can't grow. On my way to San Francisco, we packed my friend and his name was Pancho. He said, one string, there's something you got to know. I'm packing up cyclers and our asses. Where we go, we sing this chicken in the corn. On the corn can, mama. When chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. When chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Bing, ding, bing, boom, plata, and tan, tan, bing, ding, boom, boom, ring, boom. Chicken the corn, so the corn can't grow. When chicken the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, when chicken the corn, so the corn can't grow. Don't need to brag, no need to boast. I can grab a phone, put it one and poke to pole. Well, the music nice, we play them twice. The girls are screaming, don't like mine. So my name is Brushy, you're making your swing. I play your music until you sing. It doesn't really matter what the people want to say. I rap my music night and day. Rock the night and day. I hear my mama say, chicken in the corn, on the corn can't grow. Mama, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. When chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Bing, ding, bing, ding, plata, la, dum, bum, dum, plinti, lo, dum, bum, dum, plata, plata. Chicken the corn on the corn can, mama. When chicken the corn, so the corn can grow. Don't need to brag, no need to boast. I rap it from a pillow when they poke the pole. The music nice, don't we play them twice. Girls are screaming out like mice. I name is Brushy, you're making your string. I play your music until you sing. Doesn't really matter what the people wanna say. I rap my music night and day. Rap them night and day. When Luciana say, chicken the corn, on the corn can, mama. When chicken the corn, so the corn can grow. When chicken the corn, so the corn can, mama. When chicken the corn, so the corn can grow. Grow on, yeah. So the corn can grow. I said the corn can grow. I another corn can grow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Mr. Brushy. Very into that right now. That is some very, very cool stuff. And yes, there was a third note in there. During the night and day parts, he's hitting another note. So if you want to play Chicken in the Corn, you are going to have to learn two places to put your fingers. But either way, this should prove to you that you don't need a hell of an instrument. Just, you know, you just need one string. You just got to be able to get about three notes. It doesn't matter what your instrument is. It doesn't matter how crappy it is. And in fact, you know, there's the scale goes from negative to positive. What you don't want to be is in the middle. You don't want to be negative. You don't want to be zero. You either want to be 10 or negative 10. Okay, right? It's about absolute value. So if you have a really, really crappy instrument, a negative 40 instrument, just, you know, using arbitrary measuring units, you don't have to be good. This is what I cannot express enough to people. You don't have to be good. You just have to be enthusiastic. You just have to want to do it. And if you're thinking, yeah, God damn it, I could write a damn song. I'm going to write a song. Do it. Accompany yourself on an instrument. And if you make the instrument yourself, that just makes it cooler. Make an instrument. Try to get three notes out of it. You know, even if you can only get two notes out of it, or just one note out of it, that's all you need. That is all you need. People are going to think it's cool. People are going to think you are cool. You are going to attract people that want to have sex with you just because you have done this. Doesn't matter how good it is. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. You just need to be enthusiastic. And sometimes the more minimalist it is, the more people can appreciate it. People can appreciate and understand simple things easier than they can appreciate and understand complicated things. That's why nobody likes classical music. Okay, you got 70 instruments, too many notes. You saw Amadeus. You know all that crap is too many notes. So just get a damn instrument and play something cool, god damn it. But now we're going to listen to Kokoroko Afrobeat Collective. This is a song called Colonial Mentality. Good name, right? This is some great stuff. This is about seven people in a band. They got a drummer, a percussionist, trombone, sax, trumpet, bass, and guitar. So let's drop this. This is very cool. And I think these guys are out of London. And these three women that make up the brass line are fantastic. And plus they got these cool uniforms / costumes on. Cool headdresses. Cool stuff. So let's listen to Colonial Mentality by Kokoroko Afrobeat Collective. All right. Dig those funky dynamics. That was one of the things that I like about this performance. This is obviously a live performance, and whenever the soloing instruments want to change their dynamic, meaning the ladies on the front line with their brass instruments, they turn away from the microphones. The trumpet player, she's the best at it. She'll just turn completely around, play to the wall. It's so cool. Kokoroko Afrobeat Collective with their song Colonial Mentality. And it's cool. And it, in the middle there, there's that really quiet section where the guitar players, everybody stops. The guitar player is just barely playing, and he gradually gets a little bit louder, and everybody eventually comes back in. That is a cool track. That is a cool-ass track. Anyway, we've pretty much run out of time. I'm not listening to any more music today, so let's wrap this up. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. It's music day. Questionable, very dubious music. My name is Tobe, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, you need to listen to this show every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. What do I got to do now? I don't know. I guess I got to find something to eat and see what the cat's doing. So I'm going to get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.